off to the right side looking to the run. Now he's going to run up the middle, and he's going to get slammed down, and that's going to be a turnover on downs, and Seth Greiner got him.
One of the best defensive linemen this area has ever seen is the final defensive player to be enshrined into the KNIA-KRLS All-Decade Team of the 2010s. While he graduated in the current decade, PCM's Seth Greiner made his mark at the very end of the 2010s and was a key player in PCM's state title run in 2018. As a defensive lineman, he describes himself as a warrior in the trenches and says his mindset was instilled in him since day one.
Get a head on, especially like with our defense in high school, we've always been a squeeze and spill. Like there's no shying away from hitting. And just all throughout my life, especially during football, I've always, it's just so much fun to just make contact and play with that certain amount of aggression. That's a big reason why I used to play basketball my sophomore year, but I had to stop. I was getting too large, and I was fouling out a bunch. So I switched over to wrestling, and it's just wrestling and football really helped me. Wrestling really helped me become better at football with my hands and my feet and coordination. And football's just always been a passion of mine, and kind of like releasing aggression and just, just getting violent, which is always, it's always just been a fun time.
Greiner's path through the PCM program was definitely not a straight one. He says it took quite a bit of development on his part to get him to where he ended up.
My freshman year was a little different from the end of my high school career. So my freshman year, I was 5'7", 165, playing running back as a freshman. I dressed varsity and played a little bit if we were, up. But I was mostly JV, and I was just kind of undersized, you know. And then puberty set in, and sophomore year I grew up to 6 foot, 205, started playing D lineman. I was kind of in an intermediate stage, and my coaches were like, "What are you? Are you a tight end or wide receiver? Or are you a lineman?" So it was that was definitely like a learning curve for me. And then my junior year, I grew some more, became 6'2", 240, and that's when I started playing nose guard for the championship team. And that was like my first full year playing defensive line, and it was an absolute blast. I was able to adjust to my roles, which was good.
Anyone who was a member of it would say that the 2018 PCM football season was their favorite of all time. Greiner says that everything lined up to set PCM up for success that year, and Greiner was a key leader during that season and made sure his guys stayed the course.
My freshman, sophomore year, you know, we would get to a certain point and we just couldn't make it. And after my sophomore year, the game that we lost when we were done with the season, Coach Bonnet was like, "This is the year." He's like, "Next year, this is the year, so you got to work hard, push for it." And so we all knew that. We all knew that we had a really good shot at winning the thing, and we wanted it bad enough, and we worked hard every day. And one of Bonnet's biggest mottos was zero complacency, which I still kind of like to live to, especially during football, is zero complacency. I've always been the kind of person, I don't like to settle for anything. If I'm doing well, I want to do better. And that's what really helped us push through, because especially if you start playing teams that aren't exactly to the same intensity or level that you are, keeping that mindset in your head really helps you get through those times, like especially like if we're playing certain teams that just aren't as good as us.
While that team was certainly talented, Greiner says, and he wasn't the only one that would tell you this, but there were some aspects of that team that just could not be taught.
What I absolutely loved about 2018 was almost like the swag that we had, the confidence. It wasn't arrogance in a sense. I've never been big on being cocky and stuff, and I've never been big on just showing it, but I like to show it through like the actions. But one thing that I absolutely loved, especially in the senior class when I was a junior in 2018, was the amount of swag and confidence that they had, and it really energized the entire team. We were just vibrant with energy, and it was just an absolute great team to play with. And I had an absolute great time, and it was one of the best times of my life.
Moving on to his senior season in 2019, Greiner described it as somewhat of a transition season, losing several key players. Greiner says that he and his classmates stepped up as leaders and helped keep the PCM program relevant.
The first few games, I had to step up as a leader, and me, Jay Smith, and Grayson Strum, who practically the veterans of the team, had to really step up and kind of keep the glue together and keep everyone and help kind of just keep us at the same intensity. As everyone else started to get a feel for the varsity level. And then we were playing games, playing well. Our coaches just helped so much with helping get all the newer kids, getting them into the field of the varsity. You know, like I said, Coach Bonnet's an absolute genius with the defense, and Harrison's amazing with teaching offense, and Shannon and all those other guys, and there's just absolutely great coaching staff, and they definitely helped me grow so much. And that senior year was it was a tough one. It wasn't as easy as 2018, but it was a great time. It was great for it was a lot of growing and learning and getting better every single day and performing well at a high intensity.
Griner says it was still a relatively successful season in helping him to get to where he is at now.
I went from being a running back to being a lineman, but which is quite a different role, but I was able to adapt, which was nice. And it was an absolute blast becoming a defensive lineman and just growing and becoming stronger, not only like mentally but also physically. And then my senior year, I was 6'3", 247 pounds, because I had to cut weight my junior year for wrestling, and then I had to gain it all back for football. And my senior year was fun. It was a great time. We lost in the quarterfinals in the playoffs right before the Dome to OABCIG, which was kind of a bummer, but it was a great season, especially coming off of a championship and losing quite a bit of key players.
He says it helped set the Mustangs up for the success that they're currently having.
It was a great season of learning, and now with those guys, I got that year of experience now, this year that's happening right now. They're undefeated right now, and they're absolutely dominating, having a great time, and they're going to be in the Dome this weekend, and I'm definitely looking forward to seeing them on TV, and I know they'll do well.
Griner finished his PCM career with 122.5 tackles and 8 sacks. He led the team in both categories his senior year with 63 tackles and 6 sacks. He was a dominant force at the line of scrimmage and humbly earned first-team All-State honors not once, but twice. He says it wouldn't be possible without all the support from everyone around him.
I've always had so much support from the coaches and from my mom. And I've never, kind of like what Bonnet said, is zero complacency. I always wanted to just strive for the best and be the best that I can be. And it's an honor. It's an honor to be able to be the first team, all offense, first team, or all defense, first team, everything, you know. Because some kids don't even get the chance to play football, but I do, and it's a blessing. And I'm so thankful that I'm actually able to play football and play at this kind of level, and it's a great honor, and it just makes me want to keep on pushing harder, and that's a big reason why I wanted to go to the next level. And just the support that I got from my family and from my coaches really helped me to boost my confidence and helped me to keep on working hard.
After high school, Griner brought his talents to the next level. He's now a member of the Iowa State football team. He says there was one moment in particular that made him realize his true potential.
One big thing that really just boosted my confidence and made me want to, like, drive my hunger for it was just one day we were lifting, doing something in the weight room, and Bonnet turned to me and said, "You could be a D1 football player. You could go to the next level and play." And that kind of put a little spark in my chest. That kind of made me want to keep on going even harder. I always knew I kind of wanted to play, but just that really helped me get to it, because it was just the confidence boost that it gave me, and I kind of took it to heart and really put that to work.
At 5-2, the Cyclones still have a chance to do something special here this season. And while he hasn't gotten playing time as a freshman yet, he's honored to be part of the program and the culture going on in Ames right now.
It's been an absolute blast coming here. With the culture that Coach Campbell and all those other guys built here is absolutely phenomenal. Training-wise, I'm doing different things that I've never done before, and it's very unique, and everything's very so structured, and they've been teaching us so much, and we've just been doing really well and having a great time, and it's an honor to be on a team like this, and it's been an absolute blast. And even though things are different right now, and it's not exactly the entire football experience that that especially us newcomers would want, it's an absolute blast just getting to know everyone, build relationships, and really get to know everyone, and really get to know the program, and grow as football players. So it's been an absolute blast.
He's 2020 PCM graduate Seth Griner. He's a state champion, a 2-time All-State honoree, an Iowa State Cyclone, and now forever enshrined in the KNIA-KRLS All-Decade Team of the 2010s. For KNIA-KRLS Football Friday Night, I'm John Mowinkle.